supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Hi, this is Patrick Stoner, and this is a podcast for a film called A Tale of Love and Darkness that was written, directed, and is starred in by Natalie Portman, well-known actress, multiple award-winning actress, as a matter of fact. But who knew that she could take a film that's entirely in Hebrew, write it, direct it, and then end up starring in it? A very moving and interesting film, but it is based on a famous book, so we begin by talking to her about that.
A Tale of Love and Darkness is based on a great book by Amos Oz with the same title, and it's an almost 600-page book. Yeah. So, of course, choosing what to put in was and what to leave out was very, very important. But in the book, he goes back and forth between a lot of different time periods, and, of course, that means a lot of ages his life.
Yes.
So it made it a little bit clearer to kind of whittle it down to the parts when he was a child, because that's sort of where the arc of the relationship between him and his mother goes on.
You know Israel. You spent some time there as a youth, is that correct?
I was born there and lived there until I was three.
Talk about how you absorbed it enough to get a feel for it.
I think one of the things that grabbed me about the book was how much it was similar to stories I had heard growing up about my grandparents' experience, my father's parents coming from Eastern Europe to what was then British Palestine in the late 30s as refugees from persecution of Jews, of course. And that crazy moment where this enormous number of refugees who were almost all orphans, of course, had lost almost their entire families, but there's a country of them, creating a new country together as this sort of idealist, youthful experiment. And also, all of the disappointments of dreaming of the land of milk and honey and getting there, and it's this desert with all this violence, and it's just a very different existence than they had sort of been dreaming about from Europe.
And dreams are a big part of your film.
Yes.
Fantasies, dreams.
Dreams and stories make up her emotional reality, and then it doesn't match what's going on in her real life.
Natalie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I'm Patrick Stoner.
And Molly.
וחברו השיב לו בשאלה.
מה?
אתה עדיין סוחב אותה על הגב?
Flicks with Patrick Stoner explores the craft and culture of filmmaking that enhance our communities for television stations and websites around the country.